welcome on Brian Gregory, the head coach of the defending state champion Lomira Lions. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Doing good. How are you doing, Wally?
Oh, I'm pretty fired up to talk with you because, again, I just kind of hinted at it a little bit there. This Lomira program is the defending state champions for the first time in school history. What has that been like for you and the team, knowing that other schools are circling your name and you're getting every team's best punches week in and week out?
Yeah, we kind of expected it coming into the year, and that was a lot of our discussions in the off season was, you know, when in the weight room, on the practice field, stuff like that. We know that people are going to be circling their games against Lomira. Everyone wants to get a shot at the defending state champions, you know, so it was that little extra motivation and something we didn't really shy away from and something we almost embraced at the end of the day.
Well, and one of those guys that was on the team last year in a little bit different of a role is Keegan Kell. He's taking over this year as starting quarterback. And you've asked him to do some things with his legs and his arm. How have you seen him grow in your eyes from the first days of practice this year to where now he's at, entering his sixth start?
Yeah, he's a dual threat athlete. He's one that we trust the ball in his hands each and every play to make the right read, make the right decision, get the ball in the right person's hands. And he's done a phenomenal job. You can see he just gets better and better each week as he gets more comfortable in that role and just one that you know, is going to make big plays when we need it the most.
When your defense is making big plays again, I mean, they've been nails all season. Who are some of the leaders on that side of the ball who have helped continue that grit and toughness that we saw from this group in 2024?
Yeah, I think it starts just with our interior and kind of the five or six guys in the box. I mean, we got Trent Kolchewski, who was a starter for us last year as a sophomore, who stepped up into a big role at one of those D ends. We've had a couple different guys from Brock Brightlow to Mason Sheldon stepping in now, you know, playing that other spot. Jaden Gibson's a senior that came out this year. That's quick off the ball. That's tough to get blocks. And then our inside linebackers with Hunter Dooley and Colton Wagner are kind of picking up where they left off last year. Outside backers, again, Keegan and Blake Steger. Just a really good group that plays well off of each other and really takes a lot of pride in keeping teams out of the end zone and playing the field position game.
Looking ahead to this Friday, you have Laconia on the road to mark the halfway point of your conference season. What do you guys have to do to make sure that you hop on the buses at 10 o'clock with a win on Friday night?
I think it's just coming out and executing our system and blocking out all the distractions and the noise and everything like that. You know, Laconia is never an easy out. They're well coached. They're physical. They execute at a high level. They make things difficult. So we got to really come out and play a clean game. Our message this week has just been playing our best football at the right time. And right now it's going 1-0 and playing our best football game of the year. We know that Laconia is not an easy place to play. You know, a lot of teams struggle there, and their home field advantage is something that they feed off of. So it's just making sure that we take care of business, play our style of football, and continue to put our best foot forward.
What is an area that you feel that you still can see this team in grow and improve upon throughout the remainder of the season leading up to the postseason?
I think we got some stuff, just flow of the game, that we got to clean up a little bit. You know, we're really solid for stretches, and then we have some mental lapses that kind of set us back a little bit, you know, and then we clean it up and then we go. It's just really trying to put together four quarters of solid football and just limit some of those mental mistakes, you know, because we know that the road coming up here is not going to get any easier, you know, and we're not quite there yet, but I have all the faith in the world in this group and our coaching staff that we're going to continue to get better and we're going to get to that point to play high-level football down the stretch here.
You kind of just mentioned it, but the Flyweight Conference is a gauntlet. There are talented teams top to bottom in this league, and what do you learn about a group of young men when they have these heavyweight fights night in and night out for 6-7 weeks all fall long?
It's just the adversity that you have to overcome. There's going to be highs and lows. There's just a lot that comes with it, you know, but it's the challenge and the battle that we fully accept and we look forward to, and it's what brings out the best in us and the competitors in us, and we know that coming out the other side, we're battle-tested and ready to go by the time the conference season wraps up.
The Lomira Lions head to Laconia on Friday night to take on the Spartans. Coach, thank you so much for your time, and good luck the rest of the season.
Awesome. Yep, appreciate it, Wally. Take care.